getting ready to go to Vrindavan to sort some things out there. And then later on we'll be there in Delhi for some meetings. I think I already mentioned being back in the West now only on the 4th. Actually, I had a good topic that I was on my way to talking about when I got to talking with Shambhihari Prabhu, and we're talking about the eating habits of devotees in Hungary. That they're sort of more conditioned to eating Hungarian traditional foods in a vegetarian format than they are in actually eating type of foods that Srila Prabhupada taught us. Rice, dal, sabji, chapatis. Boy, did I ever have such a great... I couldn't convince a great struggle to get devotees to try and eat chapatis daily. I couldn't convince them to do that. I think it's one of my failings in Hungary. What do they like to eat? Really, Hungarian things, some which are very nice, I also like. And I think everyone likes to eat traditional foods, foods that they're used to eating. Particularly, everyone likes to eat pizza, pasta. But my custom in Hungary, in England, and before I came to England, is that more or less devotees are always eating the type of fare that Srila Prabhupada taught us to eat, rice, dal, sabji, chapatis. And only on other occasions, or once or twice a week, they eat sort of other types of things. In Hungary, no, they eat things like rice, potatoes. This I'm talking about altogether. Rice, potatoes, and bread buns, bread rolls, along with a cucumber salad. They think that's a feast. Neither is it a very healthy thing, but it's also not a very tasty thing. Somehow or another, although there's this sort of global impression that Hungarians like spicy foods, aside from paprika, and not really so spicy paprika at that. They really don't like spices. They're a very low spice nation. And as a result of that, the discussion was because Radha Damodar was here having their lunch. And I mentioned to Shambhihari how really good the prasadam is here at Govardhan. It's very, very opulent. Opulent by meaning that there's a lot of things every day. Of course, I don't need breakfast and lunch, but that's also very nice, the breakfast and supper. But during lunchtime, they have rice and dal and chapatis and sometimes pakora and at least two, if not three, sabjis and sweet rice. And that's if someone doesn't come along and gift the devotees with some soam puppy sweet. And but it's not heavy. It's very nicely prepared, and it's so attractive, so nice. But anyway, that's my appreciation of other things that I complain about in India. One thing I don't complain about is the food. These people really don't know how to cook. They're by far the best cooks in the world. And food that you can get anywhere. Excuse me for the noise. I'm sort of packing at the same time. The food that you can acquire anywhere here in India, whether it's by the roadside or restaurants or somewhere else, is just really, really wonderful. They really know what it means to cook. And Srila Prabhupada really liked that cooking. It most resembles what Krishna eats in the spiritual world. He wanted devotees to change the diet. He wanted them to change the diet. And he wanted them to change other people's diet, to get people also attached to eating these same type of things, because it's what Krishna eats. And I think we have established a real culinary revolution in that sense, and in many parts of the world devotees really enjoy those type of foods that Srila Prabhupada taught us to eat and cooked for us personally. I'm just mentioning that in Hungary, although I don't want to exaggerate, for instance, we never have a festival feast that's, I don't know, just of Italian food. It's always traditional Indian foodstuffs, but probably more on a day-to-day basis. It could be more so culturally oriented. If the devotees were more inclined to eat that type of things, then I think our general cooks would be more expert in cooking those type of things, and not just for the devotees, even for the deities. It's really, really a struggle for me to actually have the deity cooks up to standard, that they really know what things are meant to taste like. And I think maybe one reason, again, is that because they don't necessarily like that, therefore their hearts aren't always as into it as they should be. Anyway, that was a brief dissertation on the eating habits of Hungarian devotees and how we need to try to maximize them. I will continue to do so. I don't know how much bearing it had on other listeners outside the country, but I hope it inspires the deepening of our Vaishnav Prasadam tradition, that Srila Prabhupada really dubbed as our secret weapon. Hare Krishna.